Maryland Humanities Council's Maryland History Day program empowers students to explore history through a year-long historical research project. Last year, over 22,000 students across Maryland participated. This would not be possible without the devoted educators who use the program in their classrooms each year. Raylan Snyder, social studies specialist at Baltimore City Public Schools and a 7-year Maryland History Day veteran, shares her experience.
I am a firm believer that you only have to go through the History Day process once with your students to become hooked. The first time I used History Day with my students, I realized that they were learning way more than specific information about their chosen history topic. They were building community. For example, through our research trips to the library, we built relationships with library professionals who were able to help the students in many different ways. We gathered knowledge, we learned skills, and we built community. I then had the realization that the same thing was happening to me. As my students' topics broadened, we were reaching out to more and more members of the community. I became connected to museums, scholars, historians, the National Park Service. I started to use these partnerships not just with History Day, but in my daily lesson planning. I was growing and learning along with my students. When I first started participating in History Day with my students, we were one of 3 public schools in Baltimore City to participate, and we were the only middle school. In August of 2012, I moved into a new position, and History Day was my highest priority. Together with the Maryland Humanities Council, we put together a class for teachers to lead them through the process of History Day. We were making an even greater impact, bringing our community partners more students, and getting them into more classrooms and schools in Baltimore City. Teachers got more information, students learned more, and outside partners felt connected to our schools. By 2015, 2,700 Baltimore City students completed History Day projects. But it's about more than the numbers. It's about Octavia finding her voice, portraying Vito Russo. It's about Lily, an 8th grader, talking to the judges about the complexity of human emotions. The stories go on. The student who records an interview with his grandparent 2 weeks before his passing. The student who finds out her mother is a survivor of the My Lai massacre. The student who goes to find his great uncle's name on the wall at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. History Day builds these connections organically. The students start researching a topic, and as they learn more, family connections are made and lives are changed. I feel like my words don't properly describe the impact that History Day has on the lives it touches. The students, the people they interview, the community partners who judge the projects or help along the way, the families, the teachers, everyone is made better for having participated in this process. History Day has certainly changed my life, and I am better because of it.
Raylan Snyder was awarded the 2015 History Award for Service, given to one outstanding educator each year at the culmination of the National History Day competition in June. To learn more about Maryland History Day, please visit mdhc.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.